Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now's the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. Yeah, I'm here at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base in Puerto Rico. Also with me is the Washington, D.C. filmmaker Big Shot Eric Scott. We have in the Asheville studio producer Sam the Animal Steele. And, of course, investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, Christmas is over now.
Yes.
I'm sure there was a sense like, whew, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was an avalanche. The madhouse is done. Now things are going to calm down for a while. Now, you know, we'll just kind of do our best to coast through the winter. And then all of a sudden, boom, the stock market goes haywire. And gold and silver is now becoming all the rage. We've been telling people for a long time that this was coming, and now it's happening. There's no telling how high it's going to go. Tell everybody what they need to know.
They need to know that they need to get into the shop and buy some stuff and put it back, because it's going to probably do nothing but keep on going up. Even though it started going up, it's still a tremendously reasonable price. But along with that, you know, you start seeing that, you know, with the demand, everything starts kind of drying up. So you need to come in. You know, the people that have built relationships with us, they normally get the first calls. They're usually the first ones that come in and get everything that they want. And sometimes that doesn't leave a whole lot left. This is a busy time of the year for us. Whenever it's cold outside, the weather's yucky, that is our busy time. Not the summertime like you know, with most places, most other businesses. But it is crazy. And you look at the stock market, you look at how crazy it's been, how much it fell. You know that people are getting ulcers right now and they want to take their money out. And even if you call up and say, hey, you know what, I want to close my account, you're still going to wait 10 to 15 days probably for a check. You're going to get hit with all kinds of penalties, all kinds of taxes, and that's just with the stock market going crazy right now. What if something happens? You know, it's cold outside. What if you need a new furnace? What if something happens to your car? How are you going to get a hold of any money right now? Unless you have gold and silver. If you've got something put back, you just take it out of its hiding place, bring it in, sell it. You've got some money. You don't have to wait for it. Your fate is not contingent upon somebody else sending you a check at some point in the future. You have what you need when you need it.
Well, anybody listening to this program who knows anything about me knows that, yes, I'm a paranormal guy. Yes, I'm into strange things. But foremost, I think I am an historian. I'm always looking back at how events have developed over the years to get us where we are today. I mean, that's pretty much your identity is based upon your history. And, you know, what you find is there are these cycles that repeat themselves. And one morning, people wake up and their paper currency is either worthless or it has greatly devalued. And every time that happens, the market turns to precious metals, things that have intrinsic value, and yet a lot of people are still intimidated because they don't know who to trust. Well, I want to make it clear, Wright's Coin Shop is a family-owned business that has been in business for over 40 years. They do not accept commissions, and you can actually pick up the phone and call Shelley and talk to her or one of her trusted associates, and they will answer your questions, and they just want you to be happy so you'll keep coming back and buying more, and it's a win-win for everybody. So, Shelley, how can people contact you and learn more?
They can give us a call at 828-298-5402, or they can come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Now, they're not far from the Biltmore Estate. Again, they're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. That number again, 828-298-5402. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you can find a link to them, or you can go straight to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com, with all kinds of specific information, maps, even a picture of Miss Shelley Wright. And a lot of people email me all the time, what does Shelley look like? I said, go to the Wright's Coin Shop website, and you can see. Which I guess, speaking of these kinds of fans out there, one thing that we like to do, Shelley, is take advantage of the fact that you can provide a unique female perspective to the show. And I want to assure you that however you answer this question I'm about to ask you, no one is going to look down upon you.
Okay? Okay.
We just want honesty. That's all we can ask for. Okay. Like Billy Joel says, just want honesty. Shelley, have you ever been turned on by sniffing a man's underwear?
Never.
What about pheromones? Pheromones. Does a man smell? How does that?
I like to smell a man. I just don't want to smell a man's underwear.
His underwear is full of pheromones.
It's full. Yes, I do not want to do that.
Every skid mark has like 100 pheromones.
Every skid mark tells a story.
Yes. You can identify a man by his skid marks, criminally speaking.
They're like fingerprints.
Yeah. No two skid marks are the same, ever. So seriously, you've never just picked up a pair of men's underwear. And you know, it's okay if you did it and then you were like, okay, this is not what I like, but did you ever experiment with that to see if you were going to like it or not, to cross that threshold?
No, I think that if the idea ever came to me, I probably would think about it and very quickly rule out that was anything that I wanted to do.
I thought you were a freak.
Sam, would you like to provide your underwear for her and step out of the room, and we'll just see if
I did just shower right before I came in here tonight, though. So
he does have on very cute bright pink Puma undies.
Yeah, and look, and my underwear matches my bright pink socks.
Oh my gosh, it does. Fluorescent.
Sam, are you really wearing pink undies, Sam?
Yeah,
fluorescent pink.
Fluorescent pink. Yeah.
See, Eric Scott, do you own any pink undies?
Actually, I do own one pair.
Okay.
Calvin Klein, yeah.
Okay, all right. See, I appreciate all the honesty happening here. I mean, you don't need Superman around to tell who's wearing what.
The sorbet colors.
Okay.
White is old, you know. White is for old people, really old people.
So yesterday.
You can't lure a woman with white underwear. Unless, yeah, like you're Marky Mark or Justin Bieber.
And, well, you know, the reason I bring this up, of course, is, well, there is a legitimate news story here. And it comes to us from California, and they say that there is a man there who has been using high-tech methods in order to nab underwear. The man has now been caught, though. He's accused of burglary. He has been using GPS data embedded in Facebook and Instagram photos to break into people's houses and steal their underwear. Now, we're talking about the unmentionables of men and women alike. Sometimes as his victims slept close by.
Creepy.
This guy is 44 years old. And you see, that's when you, every single time you post something on the internet, there's an incredible amount of metadata in there. And I know this for a fact, not only because of stories like this, but sometimes when somebody takes a ghost photo and I'm trying to authenticate it, I will say, send me the original. And then when they do that, we don't just look at it. We go in and we examine the metadata, especially if it were, if it was taken on a cell phone. And nowadays, most photos are taken on a digital camera. I mean, I don't remember the last time somebody contacted me and said I took out an old-fashioned 35-millimeter camera and captured the brown lady.
It was Mary Todd Lincoln.
So this guy says after he got the metadata, he would identify his victims by hanging out in public gathering places nearby where he thought they might eventually appear. And then once he would see them, it would confirm the data. And then it said he would take all this and combine it into a profile for the individual. And that would include, you know, what time they're going to be home, when they're going to be gone. And of course, in some cases, it didn't matter. They asked the guy, what is your motive for this? And he said, quote, I wish I knew, end quote. He said he would just choose a target, and then the game was to steal their underwear. But as we know, in most cases, sniffing is involved in this sort of thing. And that's why in Japan, there are actually vending machines where you can pop in the equivalent of 50 cents and actually get a little plastic
now,
bubble.
The reality is, I've done the research on this for another project that is not this show at all. Mm-hmm. It's not 50 cents.
How much is it?
I mean, you're looking at over, like $50.
You're looking at a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You're looking at 50 and above. It's not like I'm getting a bobble, a trinket from it's a purchase, you know. It's like, you know, those new machines at airports and stuff where you can get Beats by Dre headphones. Mm-hmm. And stuff. It's like it's a legitimate purchase. But they do have them. I did some research. They're still there, but they're a little more underground. They've been outlawed. But there's still parlors that have these machines that have everything that you could possibly think of and more.
The outlawed? They outlawed something?
Dirty panties and vending machines. Yeah.
Imagine.
All right. We're up on a break. When we come back, next headline, we're going to dig into a 91-year-old woman suffocates to death from sex game with neighbor. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to, well, the hour of the show we call Dark 30. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange.
Time around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. Strangers moving in. A new boy fell for a local girl. such a dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 out here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and well, this is the time when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. We save some of this material for late at night because it's often more sordid and seedy. And as far as we know, these are real news stories. But I also want to toss something out there to all of you before we continue. It is our 13-year anniversary show. If you have not written down the number to Wright's Coin Shop, I hope you will do that. 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And Valentine's Day is coming up. And, you know, it's amazing how many people contact me all the time, pretty much every day. I get emails from somewhere in the world from somebody who's using a wishing machine. And often they are using them because they need to improve their finances or they need to improve their well-being. But, you know, relationships is up there. And I think it would be a very sleazy and immoral thing for me to tell you stories about people who are improving their relationships with this if it weren't true. So I swear to you, it is true. Not just people who are having success with romantic relationships. I mean, for example, a guy, I would give his name, but, you know, he might not want me to. A guy contacted me and he said, I was looking for a new woman. I used the wishing machine. And then within 3 days, I heard from two old girlfriends and then two brand new women. And he said, now I can hardly keep up with the money because I've taken them out on so many dates. I need to wish for money now. And then it doesn't have to be romantic alone, though. Another guy emailed me and Dr. Mulder and said, I have not been able to talk to my daughter and granddaughter for years, that we have been, you know, having a lot of issues, and I used the wishing machine for this purpose. And in less than a week, I was shocked to get a letter from my daughter apologizing for things and wanting to make amends. And now we are reconnecting, and he said, I have the wishing machine to thank for this. So the testimonials go on and on and on. I hope that you will go to wishingmachineproject.com and just read the testimonials. You can also listen to some of the audio testimonials from people at wishingmachineproject.com. There's a movie that you can watch that tells you all about it. There are many free videos. There are a lot of resources there. And so it's a great way to start off your new year, wishingmachineproject.com. Before the break, I told you I had a headline. This comes from Portugal. Headline, 91-year-old woman suffocates to death from sex game with neighbor. A 91-year-old Portuguese woman suffocated during a freaky sex game with her 49-year-old married neighbor. The woman was discovered in her bed, naked from the waist down, and flanking a sex toy. They noticed a variety of interesting little bruises that they think were caused by this. But they said that, now this is kind of sad, next to her, they found a picture of her dead husband. Says that she was a sailor's widow, had an affinity for cracking jokes with men, and was very active despite her age.
Was that the commandant's widow?
That's part of the sequel to The Commodore.
The Commodore!
Yeah. Wow, so how about that? A 91-year-old woman was engaged with this kind of play with a 49-year-old, but had her husband's picture
there. That's how I hope to go out.
Shelley, is that romantic?
No. It's It's really not. I mean, it went from being kind of freaky to being very, very sad. It was a freaky downer.
And there you have it.
A new
Eric,
term.
Should we make a movie about that?
We could call it Freaky Downer. Why not? There you go. There's the title.
All right. Now, here is one that Miss Shelley Wright emailed me. She said, we have to include this in the show tonight. This is wild. It's a Walmart story. And Shelley, you know how much I love Walmart stories.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing more Americana than Walmart and McDonald's and apple pie and Ford Motor and all that. So here is the story. Headline. After Walmart proposal, man stole sex toys. Minutes after proposing to his girlfriend over the loudspeaker at Walmart, a Michigan man allegedly shoplifted a vibrator, an edible thong, and other sex toys from a nearby Spencer's gift store. In advance of popping the question, this 25-year-old man purchased a $29.62 engagement ring at the Walmart there. Then, after securing the permission of a store employee, he proposed to his 20-year-old girlfriend, again, on the store's public address system. Now, as seen on surveillance footage, the young lady said yes, prompting applause from fellow shoppers. The guy even got down on one knee. They can be seen hugging and kissing after the proposal. If it had ended right there, it could be a beautiful story.
But no.
No, the couple's engagement quickly became rocky. According to the investigators, they went from Walmart to a Spencer's store, swiped a number of items with a combined value of $80.93.
Which, as we all know, isn't even the price of one mid-grade sex toy.
Exactly. And he was able to get a number of items, which are listed.
Yeah, they say he got a bride-to-be thong, a $14.99 vibrator, a sex candy, and a $5.99 edible thong. Let me pause here for a second. This seems to me like there is one of these, like, sex eating fetishes going on here.
Yeah, I don't understand about that.
I know some people are into it, but I
would not want to combine the two.
There's two things. There's two other elements of this story that I'm reading that you've left out. Both suspects fled the area prior to deputies' arrival, but deputies found the woman in just a sad state, walking between Bob Evans and Taco Bell, which that right there, I'm like, that's just pretty sad. B, deputies later located the man sleeping in the mall's food court, apparently having fallen asleep at a table while tying his shoes.
Did you see the picture?
Yes,
of him?
I did it
you
to look at the picture.
Why he
Shelley
fell
said
asleep.
He looked like a huffer.
Yeah.
Eric,
I'm speechless.
We're going to go to you on this one. No, actually, I'd like we've covered this territory, Sam and Shelley and I, but you've never had input on this. Do you ever incorporate food into your romantic, intimate engagements?
No.
No whipped topping, syrup,
pastrami.
Cherries.
Well, you know, that's I don't fine. Know. There's a place for whipped cream. There's always room for whipped cream.
Or nitrous.
On top of a sundae, yes, you're right. There is place for whipped cream on top of a sundae or maybe pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, but
All right. Shelley is one of those girls who carries hot dog buns around with her wherever she goes.
To this article, by the way.
Well, we're going to get to that after this break. And when we come back, I will also get to a story from the Bronx. Headline, Reverend swiped $1 million for S&M sex with hunky male model. Yeah, it's that hour of the show when we dig into the more sordid and seedy stuff. That's why we call it the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange.
Elle lutte, elle se débat, mais ne résistera pas. Je vais bloquer l'ascenseur.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper, even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took? I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison, just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission, I have it all under my command. Because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust.
Yeah, welcome holocaust. Back. Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, yeah, this is the 13-year anniversary of the show, and, gosh, it's just amazing to think that we've been doing it this long. And once again, I thank all of you listening for keeping us on the air, because we only stay on the air because you listen, and you support Wright's Coin Shop, and you go to joshuapwarren.com, and you buy products and movies and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, that's why we're able to spend an evening hopefully entertaining you. By the way, here it is wintertime, and we all know that it's common for the power to go out in the winter. So this is the perfect time for you to purchase a Sunshine Simple solar generator for your home. It is the world's most powerful solar generator for the price guaranteed. If you can find another solar generator with this much power for the same price, you email me and we will do our best to match it. And you know what? That has never, ever happened because it just doesn't exist. It's not out there. sunshinesimple.com has got the info. Just go watch the video, find out for yourself about the Sunshine Simple generator, sunshinesimple.com. Before we move on to this next story, now, Shelley, you had some thoughts on this Walmart proposal story, right?
Refresh my memory. Yes,
They're gone now, aren't
they're
they?
Gone. They're gone. We have gone like two other news stories past that we've been discussing, and we have been entertaining ourselves in here.
The world, the world is
break.
The world's been robbed of this.
If you're offended by Dark 30, you should hear what goes on off the air.
Yeah, exactly. And being that it is Dark 30, that means we're talking about stories that are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, okay? And Sam, you got to help me keep an eye on the clock because I forgot to start my stopwatch this hour. Or this segment of this hour. Okay, let's move on to another story. Dark 30, not for the kiddies. Tune out if there's somebody around who doesn't want to hear this kind of material. Headline is, Reverend swiped $1 million for S&M sex with hunky male model. This is from the Bronx. A Catholic priest swiped collection plate donations. This is in the Bronx in New York City. Swiped collection plate donations to pay for drug-fueled sex romps with a heavily muscled S&M master. A new lawsuit charges in order to pay his sex slave. The New York Post is reporting that parishioners claim the Reverend has stolen at least $1 million since 2003. Their suit alleges that he used the money to act out unholy fantasies as a sexual slave, blowing $1,000 at a time on bondage and discipline sessions where a sex master would force the father to, I can't even say what he forced him to drink, but anyway, it says the father also spent $60,000 in 2012 alone for illicit and prescription drugs he used.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now?
Bought a $264,000 home in New Jersey and paid $1,075.50 a month for his master's East Harlem apartment. Plaintiff's lawyer also says the father at one point had his master living in the rectory at the church there, but the man has since been kicked out by the elders. The lawsuit plans to finally put an end to this sinful conduct. Oh, boy.
You know I'm jaded when out of that entire story, what I took out was like, man, even for Harlem, that is a really ridiculously cheap apartment. None of the other stuff even fazed me.
Well, you know, it's funny that it says he paid $1,075 and 50 cents. It's like that those other two quarters.
If it was $1,070, that's one thing. Now we're pushing it.
Yeah. Two more quarters. That adds up, those two quarters.
An infinite timescape, those two quarters would be what? In the Daughter paradox. I mean, come on!
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you know, makes you wonder, though, I mean, how often this sort of thing happens, especially considering that money that nonprofits have access to, it can be, you know, slid around in a fairly loose way. Oh, well.
What's next?
Next is from Saugus, Massachusetts. There, a 9-year-old's faith in Santa was ruined this past year. Now, let me pause for a moment and remind everybody this is the Dark 30 hour. Okay, so don't continue listening if somebody's around who might be easily offended, or if they're kids.
If you are an easily offended kid, then just turn off the radio altogether.
A 9-year-old's faith in Santa was ruined when he opened his PlayStation 4 box, and instead all he found inside was a wooden block with a drawing of a big male member. The boy's dad said he and his wife bought the PS4 for his son, age 9, at the Target store there. And they told him the gift was from Santa Claus on Christmas morning. Says, quote, he grabbed the box and he said, "This is the best present ever this Christmas," end quote. But the little boy's attitudes. This is almost like an updated version of A Christmas Story, isn't it?
You know, it's another one of those cases of he doesn't know what he's got until later on in life. He's going to look back and be like, "That was the best present ever." That was truly the gift that kept on giving.
A wooden block.
Says his attitude soon changed when he opened the box to reveal a wooden model of a PS4 bearing the large drawn image of the organs and a profane note signed with love. And then that big old sketch.
I mean, if it was just the drawing,
yeah,
I think we could all assume that that was pretty funny. But he crossed the line, not with drawing the member, but with writing with love. I think that's what took it over.
Yep. The stepmother says, quote, he was crying, and he's upset. He's in the playroom by himself. He just wants to be alone at this point.
With his wooden block.
Oh, boy.
Says, I was crushed. Says, the incident ruined his belief in Santa.
Loser.
So they went to Target, and they claimed that the officials there were apologetic and very helpful, and they gave him a new game system and a $100 gift card, as well as an additional game.
Wouldn't it have been hilarious if the gift card had a drawing of a member on it?
Okay, when we come back, we have the last two stories of the night, including one. I have to really figure out how to read this one. Headline is Weirdest Sex Toy Ever. Oh, boy. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. It is the 13-year anniversary show, and this is what we call the Dark 30 Hour. So, you know, hopefully tonight's been a pretty typical example of what this show is all about. And that's why hopefully you will continue supporting us. Dark 30 is about the more sordid and seedy news stories, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So you might want to tune out right now. And in about 5 minutes, there will be something probably a little more less volatile, maybe family-friendly on these airwaves. But we feel it our duty to pass this kind of coverage on to you. Let me remind you now, the program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop, as well as the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, and the Wishing Machine, and the Sunshine Sample Solar Generator for the home, and all kinds of other fascinating content. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, be sure to click the link to the Gallery of the Strange to see images and video clips I've assembled there for you personally that I think will, if not interest you, maybe blow your mind. Here are the last two stories of the night. First one comes to us from the Middle East. A pilot who was fined for attempting to smuggle sex toys into Bahrain has lodged an appeal against the penalty. The Gulf Daily News says the 49-year-old pilot was detained by custom officials at Bahrain when they became suspicious after he was observed walking unusually. The pilot who arrived on a flight from Thailand was found to have sex toys in his socks, jacket, and other places. He was fined $530 for importing obscene items. He said that he brought these things for health reasons. He says, quote, "I was hiding them because I was embarrassed. My intention was not to smuggle them. I bought them for my friends and myself for personal use to help us sexually because we suffer from diabetes. And everyone knows that sex toys are a device that helps with fat," end quote. That's a new one. I did not know that. You guys ever heard that before?
I refrain from bringing sex toys into Arab countries. on principle, you know, an eye for an eye, a hand for a hand, they'll chop something off.
Okay, now this story, the last one of the night, honestly, I'm to this moment uncertain how to read this. The headline is "Weirdest Sex Toy Ever." You may know that in Asia, some women are into octopus tentacle relationships, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know this.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it may not be a big deal for women to get a toy that is sort of shaped like an octopus or an octopus tentacle.
Sure.
But they now have gone the extra step because they say these toys now have gelatin eggs inside of them. And that it can reproduce the experience of being impregnated by an octopus.
Ew.
Yeah, they say this thing actually ripples and writhes before it does what it was designed to do.
Well, hey, I give them applause for the ingenuity. That's pretty neat. Is it not?
And by neat, he means gross.
Leave it to the Japanese.
It could be a party curiosity, right? Who wouldn't want to have that on the coffee table?
Yeah, I'm down totally.
The Japanese, they're always.
If you were to walk into my bathroom right now, you would be shocked. Let's just put it out. You'd be like, "Why did you leave that out?" I'll leave something out for shock.
I believe that's going to do it for the edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. And till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to make my thing. You can make me sing.